going to read some newer poems, and some little, in some ways, some of them are less political. And I've got an oldie in here just because I want to put it in here where it is, but that's another story. I've been a practicing Zen Buddhist for now 40-some years. 50 years almost, actually. But not a real good one. There are aspects of Buddhism to which I unsubscribe, including, you know, the Western paradise and the next life and all that crap. I describe myself as an existential Buddhist. The teachings of the great Buddhist masters, the great Taoist masters, and also the great Confucians have really shaped the way I've conducted my life. No apologies, none. The Chinese lived under what was called San Jiao, or three systems, Taoism, Confucianism, and Buddhism. And it's this admixture of these three distinct kind of philosophies and how they mesh. As Ezra Pound said, a great fabric is never woven from a single thread. So the threads of my life have really been the Buddhist, the Taoist, the Confucian. And the reason I spent so many years translating all that stuff is because I was learning how to be alive. I didn't do it to make a gift to you. I mean, honestly, I didn't. I made it to figure out how the hell to make life worth living. So, here's a little sort of Buddhist Taoist poem. If one can change hats. I mean, you can't. Because if you're Buddhist, every poem you write is a Buddhist poem. Just because it's not full of dogma doesn't mean that it's not Buddhist. It just means it's a Buddhist attitude that addresses this subject. What's mine? I have a fat, happy Buddha belly, not to be confused with Buddha mind, which is arrow slim and quick as the knife of Tim the Cook slicing fresh ham. It's a famous chapter in Drumton. I do not claim to know the joys and sorrows of the koi and the pond, but I know the pleasures of feeding them. The fruit of the tree of love is an apple I have sampled and will again. Golden apples, sweet oranges in the sun. Everything I own is in my heart and head and amounts to almost nothing, a dream. And yet a long moment of silence to greet the day is a glimpse of heaven. There are dreams to be realized before dreams and dreamers die. We're born on the wings of butterflies.